Previously on Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry.
I'm Frankie. I'm in Ethel's body. I thought everything would be better if I was back in the real world.
But you're not back. You're just puppeting around Ethel's body.
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, I really want to be reminded of the most toxic relationship of my life every single day from the woman who's supposed to love me.
Where are we?
Holy cannoli. Why are there dolphins strapped to chairs?
Help us!
Did that dolphin just say, help us?
We've been kept here by a man who calls himself Dyson.
Difficult night.
Dyson Plexus? What are you doing here?
Together, we can make Ultralife not just a place where people visit, but a place where everything can truly be perfect forever.
Where do we start?
Presenting Ultra Water by Plexicorp, the only food supplement safe to take while in the depths of virtual reality.
Ultra Water, a new fuel for a new humanity.
Hello, my teddy bears. Welcome to the show of your lifetime. A spectacle so transcendent, the bounds of reality could not contain it. Welcome to the new and improved Ultralife version of the Teddy Show. This is the one and only Teddy Bright, coming to you live from a floating platform above Stonehenge. And you might ask, is this Excalibur I'm holding in my powerful adult man hands? It certainly is, my teddy bears, for not only am I the king of late night, not only am I the king of podcasting, I am now the king of Britain! And soon, my teddy bears, I will be the king of the world! Your King Teddy will now regale you with his incredible prowess of the electric guitar!
Welcome to Ultralife.
Where are we? Is that Stonehenge?
It never ceases to amaze what some people come up with as their wildest fantasy. Apparently, the best that our simple friend Theodore Bright could imagine is a hoverboard above Stonehenge.
And the physique of Andre the Giant, apparently. Overcompensating much?
I thought this setting would be a fitting laboratory to show you what you're capable of, my dear.
Do you think Josh is okay back at Amazing Labs? Maybe I should unplug and check on him.
Perhaps he's cooking up another way to ruin your relationship with Agnes.
I don't know if that's fair. I did ask him to clone me Ethel's body.
You were desperate. Think of everything you've been through. He should have known better than to suggest it.
Yeah, knowing better isn't really Josh's brand.
And somehow that always becomes your problem, doesn't it? Have you ever stopped and thought about why Josh gets to do whatever he wants while you suffer the consequences?
We take care of each other. It's what family does.
Is it? Or is it always you taking care of him? You're the one whose brain gets trapped in a jar. You're the one who ends up alone, stuck in the cloned body of your ex's ex. It isn't fair.
You're not entirely wrong.
You've spent your whole life being let down and abandoned by people who are less than you. Less smart, less capable, people who didn't recognize your genius. But I do.
So, what then? What am I supposed to do?
Whatever you want. As we discussed outside that cheap Italian restaurant, you have a unique relationship with Ultralife. It's part of you, and you're a part of it.
I still don't know what that means. Ugh! I can't think straight with all this racket going on. It sounds like a screaming weasel.
So, stop it.
What do you mean?
I mean, stop it. Make it stop. This is what I've been saying, Frankie. You have the power to do anything here.
Everyone has the power to do anything here.
No. Everyone has the power to ask Ultralife to create scenarios. They pay good money for it, and they can't change other people's fantasies. Only you can make changes directly. Only you can do anything you want.
So if I wanted to turn his guitar into an actual screaming weasel?
Anything you want.
Marmot! Angry marmot! Don't panic, my teddy bears. This is all part of the show. Watch as your king transmogrifies an ordinary guitar into a mighty beast!
Why is he so annoying?
He doesn't have to be. Remember what he did to Amazing Labs last year? He incited a riot. He destroyed everything. Doesn't he deserve a little payback?
And it won't really hurt him, right? We're in Ultralife. None of this is real.
Oh, of course.
All right.
And for my next display of entertainment prowess... What happened to my voice? What happened to my body? My beautiful grown-up body?
Now you're the teddy bear.
Turning Teddy Bright into a living teddy bear. Oh, I am impressed.
Sing a teddy bear song.
How many people in this crowd are real?
They're all real.
You mean that shouting maniac in the unicorn costume and the booty shorts is a real guy?
You know, 3 billion people are in Ultralife now. There's something for everyone.
Teddy, take your top off!
Woo! Oh my god, shut up!
Everyone stay calm. Perhaps I can reason with the beast. Colossal Rat Friend, you are speaking with me, Teddy Bright.
We need this table for other customers. Can I bring you your check?
Is that a giant cloche? Please don't trap Teddy in here with his degenerate fans. Please, don't.
Tips are appreciated.
Incredible. Simply incredible.
Thanks, Rat Buddy. You can go now.
Don't forget to buy Ultra Water. Now on sale wherever you find nutritional replacement goos.
Frankie Amazing, you are no one's Tamagotchi. You are not a Frankenstein. You're not even a sister or a girlfriend. You, my dear, are a god.
Oh, this is bad. This is very bad.
This is not good. This is very not good.
I can't believe Dyson was the one ruining the dolphins all along. After making us think it was our fault? That's so mean.
Although, in retrospect, it does make sense.
Well, sure. I mean, hindsight is 120.
That's not...
Now Dyson's controlling Agnes, and who knows where Frankie is, and if we don't stop him, everyone in the world is going to be just like those berserker dolphins, and Dyson is going to trap us all in Ultralife, and it'll work, because everyone will want to be trapped in Ultralife, and it's going to be the end of the world!
This feels weird. Usually we're the ones causing the apocalypse.
I don't like it. Well, at least we still have each other, bestie.
You know what? That's true. Bestie.
You call me bestie.
Don't ruin it.
Agnes!
Ooh, look out. She's probably under Dyson's control.
Should I tase her?
Not yet.
Tase me if you want. Everything's ruined anyway.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Let's just talk to her first.
You never let me tase anyone.
What happened?
It's over. It's actually over this time. Frankie and I broke up in real life. And I don't know if this is my fifth glass of champagne talking, but as Tony was driving me home and I was crying in the back of the Amazing Limo, I suddenly realized it's all my fault.
Duh.
Shh, let her finish.
All of this was supposed to be for Frankie. Running Amazing Labs and trying to be a good boss and make the world a better place. It was all for her. And now it's too late. I'm a bad girlfriend. I'm a bad boss. And I'm a bad person.
Oh, don't say that. We all make mistakes. Mistakes don't make you a bad person. Wait, they don't, right?
It's worse than you think, Agnes. We just got out of Ultralife, and we found the dolphins.
What do you mean? Oh,
their minds are all scrambled, like dolphin eggs.
Dolphins are mammals, and they don't lay eggs.
There's a secret room in Ultralife where Dyson is experimenting on dolphin minds. It must be why they're behaving so erratically in the wild. He's controlling them somehow.
Well, dolphin brains are similar in complexity to human brains. They'd be ideal test subjects. Wait, that's so mean.
That's what I said.
He promised me we were going to save the planet.
All this mortal danger is making me parched. Do we have anything to drink?
There's some ultra water in the mini fridge.
Ooh, yummy. Time to see if it lives up to the hype.
Look, Agnes, I'm glad you're finally on board to stop PlexiCorp. But there are still so many things we don't know.
I know. Like, how is he mind-controlling dolphins?
And how can we stop it?
And where is Frankie?
And where is Dr. Amazing?
And how can we convince people to leave Ultralife if they'd love it?
You guys sound really stressed out. Maybe we should take a little break and play some video games.
What are you talking about? The world is about to end.
Hey, listen, the world is always about to end. Why don't we play some Mario Kart?
Are you okay?
Man, this is tasty. What do you say we go to the store, buy a whole case of Ultra Water, and we can all play some immersive Mario Kart in Ultralife? Ooh, I call Baby Peach!
We are not going back into Ultralife. What is wrong with you?
Wait, hand me that can.
No, get your own.
Josh, I am your CEO. Give me that can of Ultra Water.
Ugh, fine, you're so greedy. Only if you let me go buy some more. I heard Costco is selling 50 packs for $10.
Oh, this is what I was afraid of. Ultra Water smells like carrots.
Oh, you're right. Ugh, vegetables are scary. I wonder why it's so tasty then.
Oh, no.
It's the stuff.
The tasty stuff? Give it back!
Josh, you need to stop drinking that right now.
Hey, too, bestie.
This is how Dyson is controlling everyone's minds.
Dyson Plexus? But he's so nice. No, my Ultra Water. Now how can I stay plugged into Ultralife all day?
Quick, get him drunk. It's the only way to counteract the effects of the stuff.
But I don't want tequila. I want more Ultra Water.
Tell you what, bud. If you take a shot of tequila, we'll go buy you a whole case of Ultra Water, okay?
Do we at least have a lime?
Drink the tequila, Josh.
I don't know. I really think we'd all be happier if we drank some ultra water instead. It's water, but ultra!
Maybe we should all take a shot, just to be safe.
Ooh, good idea. Here, fill up these beakers. They look mostly clean.
Josh, we're all gonna take a shot together, okay? Shots! Shots! Come on, Agnes, don't make me do this alone. Shots!
How did you know I always wanted to take a shot of tequila enveloped by people chanting shots?
Because I'm your friend, Josh. Friends understand each other.
Okay. Let's do it.
Well, Josh, how do you feel?
Like my tongue and my tummy are on fire.
Do you want to go play Mario Kart in Ultralife?
Why would we go into Ultralife? Doesn't Dyson Plexus want to make us his dolphin puppets?
He sure does, friend.
Wait.
Why are we all drinking tequila?
Why indeed, son. Why choose tequila when you could have a piña colada, the drink of the angels, assuming that heaven is a tropical beach, which it obviously is? Ooh, should I learn how to surf? First, I'd need to invent a more flattering wetsuit.
We need to figure out how to stop Dyson and shut down Ultralife. But how?
I don't know. You tell us. You're the boss.
I haven't been a very good one. I think maybe it's time this captain takes a step back and lets her sailors lead.
Oh, blasphemy! Sacrilege! No wonder you're too stupid to notice my hidden camera.
Sunan, do you have any ideas?
We need to create an antidote to the stuff that doesn't involve everyone getting sloshed. I'll need to run some experiments.
What's wrong with being a little sloshed? The best things in life slosh. Hot tubs, glass bottom boats, coconuts,
Okay, Sunan, you work on the antidote. Josh, what do you think we should do?
I think we need to find Frankie.
Hi, this is Amy, the creator and producer of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's episode is brought to you by the Teddy Bright Extreme Stunt Spectacular. You've seen him on network TV. You've heard him on his podcast. Now, bear witness to the mind-melting power of Ultra Teddy. Teddy is already halfway through his 476-stop tour of Ultralife, so be sure to catch this universe-shattering spectacle before it's too late. Fresh off an incredible performance at Stonehenge, where he bravely fought off a Ratatouille kaiju, his next show at the Taj Mahal will be his most exciting yet. Or, if you'd rather support us directly, you can donate at DearEarthPodcast.com or by clicking the link in the show notes.
May I ask you a personal question, Frankie? And I promise I mean no offense.
Nobody ever said something not offensive after that, but sure.
Why do you still look like that?
Like what? What's wrong with how I look?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You look fine.
Fine?
Fine. This is, a watered-down version of what you looked like as a Frankenstein? Your scars are very faint.
Good.
You look average.
You don't understand how much I would have given last year to look average.
But you're not average.
I guess I've been so focused on finding a real body to leave Ultralife, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about what I look like inside of it.
You're a god, Frankie Amazing. You could look like a flaming statue. You could look like a 50-foot Elsie Ferguson.
Who?
You don't know who... Never mind. Before your time. My point, Frankie, is that you just turned your Italian rat friend into a terrifying Leviathan. And yet, you're content to remain in this small, average, completely fine body.
All right. I can see what you're saying. But you still look like you do outside of Ultralife, too. Granted, that means you look like a sweater-wearing Adonis, but still. A normal-sized, non-flaming Adonis.
You are so right. I should lead by example. What feels appropriate? I've got it.
Now that's more like it.
Are you a 10-foot-tall Monopoly man?
What can I say? I've always appreciated a good monocle.
Aw, man. It's been forever since I've played Monopoly. Josh always lands on the community chest and then he can't stop giggling.
Forget about Josh. This is about you. What beautiful and terrifying visage encapsulates Frankie Amazing?
No pressure.
Just follow your heart.
Follow my heart. All right. Here goes nothing. Do I look okay?
Better than okay. You look glorious.
Damn it. Always at the most inopportune time.
Your phone rings in here?
I am a titan of industry. I have to be available. Ultralife, who's calling me?
Your caller is Dr. Amazing.
You're working with my dad?
Barely. Ultralife, ignore call.
Ignoring call.
Hello, you've reached Dyson Plexus. I'm busy disrupting industries and shattering paradigms right now. Leave a message.
Plexus. This is the third time I've tried calling you today. My no-good son and his little friends found your dolphin experiments, and they're scheming up a way to stop you. They've also discovered the truth behind Ultra Water. They could thwart all your plans, our plans, if we don't do something. Speaking of Ultra Water, are we locked in on that name? What do you think about Nostrum? Ooh. People love Latin. It sounds smart and mysterious. I have some ideas for branding if you'd ever call me back. And have you found Frankie yet? When am I going to get my lab back? I must say, I'm not accustomed to working with others, but this is not going the way that I... Son of a beachcomber! At least I still have you, Pina Colada. You'd never double-cross me. You'd just slosh around in a coconut all day. I think I'd like Dyson better if he was sloshing around in a coconut. What's that? You'll help me plot revenge against all of them? Oh, thank you. We'll send them all to Margaritaville, won't we? It's time for this captain to reclaim his ship.
So what's next? Silencing Teddy Bright and creating a giant rat monster has been fun and all, but I think I'd like to get back to real life soon.
Real life is in the past. The future is here, in Ultralife. According to my projections, everyone on the planet will be in here by the end of the week.
But who will run the world?
We will.
Who's we?
You and me, of course. Your fun with Teddy Bright was just the tip of the iceberg, my dear. You're capable of so much more. I need you to help me control Ultralife. 3 billion users is too many to manage for even my most cutting-edge AI or my most dedicated staff. They keep crying on about, but we need to eat and sleep. Lazy ingrates. But with your powerful connection to Ultralife, we don't need software patches or help desk tickets. You can just fix things directly.
Fix them? How?
My delicious water makes everyone want to join Ultralife, but I haven't found a way to make them stay here forever. Even with the most exciting rooms, the most enticing fantasies, most users still want to exit eventually. We've been experimenting on dolphins to find a solution, but we haven't been entirely successful.
You've been testing on animals?
You'd rather we were testing on people?
I guess not.
I'm just asking you to keep people happy. You want people to be happy, don't you?
Yes.
All you need to do is address user concerns and keep them happy here in Ultralife while I take care of the outside world. It's good for the planet. It's good for us. Everyone wins.
But even if I can control Ultralife, I don't think I can solve 3 billion people's problems.
Oh, my dear. You don't need to solve their problems. You just need to make them happy to be here. Forever.
And I can do that?
I told you. You can do anything.
I don't know. I think I should talk to Josh and Agnes about this.
Oh.
It's just, this is a big deal.
Yeah, no, I get it. Even after everything they've done to you, you're still loyal to them. It's admirable, really. I used to feel the same way.
You did?
And like you, the people I loved just kept abandoning me. It hurts, doesn't it? It was one thing when my employees and my friends left. And sure, it hurt when my wife picked up and moved to Ottawa. I mean, really? Canada? But when my own son abandoned me and stole my company, it was just too much. Suddenly, everyone loved him. Oh, what a hero. Oh, what a genius. But absolutely no regard for who made him what he is today.
I didn't realize you had a son. You're so young.
I have something to tell you, Frankie. I'm trusting you with this because we're not just alike, we're family.
What are you talking about?
I'm much older than you realize. Your father's nanobots gave me a new lease on life and allowed me to begin again. When I started Plexicorp, it wasn't only to prove to everyone that there's still a place in this world for an old man. It was also to prove to my ungrateful son that he couldn't just stick me in an old folks' home and steal my company without there being consequences. And I was able to use his own invention, the nanobots, to de-age myself and launch my glorious comeback. Ah, the irony is truly delicious.
Wait.
Dr. Amazing is my son, Frankie. You're my granddaughter.
Whoa. What?
And now we can keep them all from leaving us again. Aren't you tired of being abandoned, being cast aside and forgotten? I'm not a monster, Frankie. I don't want to hurt anyone. I built Ultralife so I can keep them all close, keep them with me forever. And if we amass a little money and power in the process, what's the harm?
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on... You're my grandpa?
We're the only two Amazings who really understand each other. Let's create a better world together, Frankie. One where everyone we love is right here at our fingertips. They won't leave us. They can't leave us. Agnes can't dump you like last week's experiment. Josh can't leave you to wither in a jar. They'll be right here with you. Forever.
Yeah. That does sound nice.
It's like you said earlier. We take care of each other.
It's what family does.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Earth, I'm Really Sorry is produced and edited by Amy Thorstenson. That's me. This episode was also written by me. It stars Phoebe Tai, Jesse Abachin, Kimberly Alexander, J.V. Hampton Van Sant, Matt Young, and John Steins. This episode also features Michael Faulkner, Chad Eshman, and Clinton Roper-Ellidge. Transcripts, as well as a full list of credits, including music and sound effects, can be found at DearEarthPodcast.com.